This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Sue Hoppe of the College of Education and Professional Studies. She's here to talk about gardening therapy. Dr. Hoppe is being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Hoppe, who can use horticulture therapy?
Well, anyone can use horticulture therapy, and you can use it with few supplies. It can be accomplished on a small scale or on a large scale. Your imagination is the limit. Horticultural therapy is multi-sensory. You use every sense that you possess. We grew herbs because of their scent, and lamb's ear because of their tactile sensation, and colorful flowers for the visual sense. We used it across the curriculum to reinforce the academic areas. The program had a mushrooming effect because one thing led to another. Project Grow gave us membership, purpose, and belonging. We studied bonsai and found that taking care of bonsai trees was beneficial for students who had control issues and emotional disturbances. Working with the plants can be a link between older and younger populations. We often had older, experienced gardeners bring us cuttings and other assistance throughout the year. I have only had experience using horticultural therapy in the school system. However, I have visited programs at prisons, senior citizen centers, and hospitals. The benefits are really limitless. Many communities use the gardening concept to create community gardens. Different types of therapy have different goals in mind, but the commonality between them is the process of connecting plants to people.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan, wishing you a good day.